Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today, we're diving deep into the air art of alignment, where space meets spirit, with an extraordinary guest, Zoe Vita James. Zoe is not only a classical feng shui consultant, she's a guiding light for ambitious women seeking clarity, resonance, and empowerment through their environments. Let's begin with the heart of it all. Who is she and how's her journey began? Hello, Zoe.
Hi, Janine. Thank you so much for having me here today.
That's good. So for our listeners, can you say how your journey began and what drew you to actually feng shui, classical feng shui?
Yeah, it's a long journey, so I'll try and keep it succinct. I guess where I am, I approach my work both as a scientist, because my education is very sciencey, plus a real desire to help women fulfill their potential. And that's the ambitious thing that you were talking about, Jean, because I'm actually from a banking background professionally. But it all comes out to healing, really, ultimately, is what I'm about. And actually, I know I'm about in my own Bar Z chart. And actually, I was going to be a doctor originally. So this is, but thankfully I didn't, but by a circuitous route, here I am as a classical feng shui practitioner and including Bar Z readings.
So I think that's quite interesting, because I think I'm a Bar Z person as well. And I find myself actually, it's like a doctor, you're analysing people's charts. And for our listeners, a chart, Bar Z chart, is the year you're born, which is your friends and family. You can correct me on this. Your month you're born is your career. The day you're born is your relationship with yourself and your partner. And the hour you're born is to do with your children and wealth. But some people, is that your flip on it, or do you have a...
Yeah, more or less. I kind of say it's a bit like, and they all work, right? All our methods.
Of course,
all work. I tend to see it as like peeling the layers of an onion. So yeah, just as you say, the year about the family and about, but it's really deep family heritage. Sometimes it can be deep back into kind of grandparents and further.
Yeah.
Month, absolutely, about your career. And yes, the one that's important to all of us is our day, about our relationships, because, hey, love is what tends to be really at the crux of most things. And yeah, our, definitely, about your future. It's interesting you say wealth. I haven't worked with that, so I will think about that I do my next project.
And it's really handy if you have your wealth animal in your hour. So as you know, when we do a Bar Z, everyone has a sky horse. And sky horse for our listeners means wealth. And mine is actually, my sky horse is actually tiger. And literally everything changed, because my element, my lucky element is water, or wealth is water. And so having a rat in my hour and being a metal rat, metal over water, is really, really, really helpful. So let's take it back so people can understand.
Yeah.
So it says here, because I've been doing some, what does people-centered feng shui really mean to you? And how does it differ from popular feng shui?
Oh, that's such a good question. I mean, I really see it as, what I love about classical feng shui is that it's grounded in all the kind of really the rigor of ancient 2,000-3,000-year-old wisdoms.
Yeah.
that have been held and kept precious. And I think just like you, it's like the passion to bring that out to light here in the West, and to make it useful and it more accessible and more visible. People centered is so important, and that's where the Bazi astrology chart is so crucial, because it's really not about the house. It's first and center about who is this person, what's their chart look like, what's their energy needs, and what are their dreams in life, and then working with the house to help manage energies to make their dreams come true.
Yeah, and that's absolutely interesting. So I always get the year of the house. It's always interested me. And people say, oh, it was sold in 1929, but it was actually built in 1920. So mine, I've got an Art Deco house. And so mine was born in 1928, which makes it a dragon house. Okay. And so when you were saying to our listeners about how you do the person's chart first, I'm a rooster. Well, I'm a double rooster actually. So I was used to moving around and moving to one house to another, doing it up and selling it on. And then I came to this house and I literally walked in the front door, and it was as if the house went, pfft, and I left it. Of 20 odd years I've lived here.
That's amazing, and that's because of the special relationship, isn't it, between you, Rooster,
Yeah.
and the house.
Yeah. So how do you relate the people? And I know, but for our listeners, how do you
Yeah.
rate the people with the houses? What do you look when you see someone's chart and then you see their house? How do you work out what's the best way to do it for people?
There's quite a few, as you know, there's quite a few different kind of modalities that I layer on. At one level, it might be literally, is this person the mother, or is she the first? Like, for example, for me, I'm the first daughter in my family.
Right.
So for me, being in a house that has the southeast present in its footprint is really important. And if it's missing, I just wouldn't live in a house like that. And a house can tell you so much about what's going on in someone's property, in someone's life.
Yeah.
So there's that, plus ideally choosing a house that suits your orientations, that you based on your year of birth.
Yeah.
So I've been until now, I've been living for about 15 years in an apartment in London that was really good orientation for me for business and abundance, but not so helpful for relationship and
Oh.
for health. And that actually was quite true. And there I was working in the city, and that whole kind of balance between women. And I know this resonates with a lot of women, but juggling ambition with relationships, which we know in a chart is something we look at and help to work through and feel and bring opportunities for relationships into one's life. But my house there actually had section missing that was missing the snake sign. And the snake for me personally is about moving.
Right.
So it was like I knew this house would like keep me there, because there was no, I couldn't activate the snake to get out of it even though I wanted to. So funny enough, this year, the year of the snake, I have moved out of that house. So the fact it's the year of the snake, I knew from my chart that this was the time I'd be moving. And I don't think I've answered your question.
No, we have sort of answered it, but it's interesting because you've gone into another thing, because I truly believe that houses, and when we talk about missing spaces, what we mean is that your house is, instead of square, there may be just a part. I've got an Art Deco house, so there is a missing space. Interesting enough, mine's the southeast, which is good fortune. But the dragon sits there. So we both know Richard Ashworth, who was one of my first people I interviewed, and he came to me, oh, 2004 or five, whatever. And he decided to move my pond, which was in the center of my house, to the space. Yeah.
To like fill it up, the fact that it was
Fill it
missing,
up.
give it some life.
And then my husband left me.
Yeah, I heard that on a few episodes, but it was a good thing, right?
I rang Richard next again. He's gone. What happened? And it turns out, just after my money. So it was, we've been together a long time, but businesses start to change and that. And by doing that, actually was the best thing ever. I just so you know, but going back to what you were saying about a house, it's like Cluedo for us, isn't it? Cluedo for you and I, when you get someone's date of birth and you go in. So when you go into classic feng shui, just take us through the first 5 minutes of when you walk through the door. Tell me.
A really good question. I firstly ask firstly what they're looking for, what their dreams are. But I mean, that's probably not the first 5 minutes because people don't open up with that. But I do like to start with firstly talking through the Bazi chart, unless someone really isn't interested. But I will have always drawn one up so that I get a feeling of someone's energy and their needs and what's going on for them in their life. And also, actually, with families, sometimes when you draw up the charts of all members of family, you can tell who needs extra support. I know Richard was talking about moving into a different luck, about the importance of the big fate and the 10-year luck pillars. And very often you find yourself being called into a house because someone is moving into a brand new 10-year luck pillar and they sense that the big change is happening and there's a transition and they need support through that. And sometimes it's not the mother or the it tends to be women that bring us in a lot, doesn't it? But it might be the child. So I'll arrive and go, okay, it looks to me like it's actually Billy who is going through a lot of transition at the moment. So one of my main goals is to support him or her or
Perfect.
and tell me what's going on. That opens up a lovely conversation and we get to the heart of really what's going on.
Yeah, totally. You just said that you talk about your client's life and dreams as part of the center of your work. So how does that shape your consultation? You do all the work beforehand and then you go in and you let them talk about what they want to. Because often when I feng shui a house, people are like, rah, yeah. And you're like, okay, and you sit there for an hour or two sometimes before you get onto the feng shui, but you already know what you're going to do. So you're very much into helping people, women especially. So if they were coming to you, why are you different? What makes it your special thing? What made you go down that line?
Yeah, that's such a great question. I think one of my resounding kind of patterns in my own story, and so and it tends to be the type of women I that come to me to work with me are women that maybe feel that they're not quite yet fulfilling their potential. They know they've got so much to give, and yet whatever it is, environment or sometimes even family and partners or are holding them back, and they feel they have more, but they would love some direction on how to get there and what that looks like. I mean, I had many years in the city of London working in finance, and I was doing really well and blah blah blah, but and had opportunities to progress further. But I remember quite a few mornings when it became a recurring thing, I'd be sitting on the tube going into the city from home in the morning, and I would be like, what's my how do I use my true innate strengths to be a success and not get and that I feel is like, so that's something that I find women tend to come to me, particularly for a Bazi reading, and then work with the house to support to make that happen. I mean, I've got a sheep in my chart, which you'll know is like very intuitive and sensitive and can easily be bent out of shape through the environment. So it was actually when Richard Ashworth, who you interviewed a few weeks ago, he read my chart and he made me realize that I was being bent out of shape by the choices I was making, which was working in the city, but actually that I had this skill, that skill, that skill, and that my heart, I was a truth seeker. That was kind of my life purpose. That really m empowered me to think, oh, okay, those are my strengths, and then start to work out a kind of strategy on how to move towards that.
And that's how you give it to your clients because you've been
Yeah.
through it. Anyway,
Yeah.
I'm just going to hand over to the sponsors for a moment. See you on this side. Don't go back because he's got so many things to tell us.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back. So we've got to talk about what's your thoughts on clutter?
It's a really good question. It's a really good question. And I personally don't like clutter, but that's because I've kind of like you know, you've got Rooster in your chart, so that whole kind of precision thing. I've got a monkey in my chart. I want kind of precision and clarity of mind and space. But it is useful in if you know intentionally where to put it. And let's face it, we all have clutter, but there are particular areas once you know your unique kind of pattern of energy and how it moves around your house or where it is that it permanently, but also that year, you can. One way of dealing with the bad energy is to fill it up with clutter. So that particular room becomes, say, the storage area, for example,
All
because
right.
actually you keep it still. So the five star, you might decide, okay, put stuff heavy there, a big heavy storage chest, and fill it with all your books that you know don't really access, and you don't open the lid, for example.
Well, that's a new thing for me. So, listeners, when Zoe was talking about the five yellow star, this is going into flying stars. Basically, every year there's this one star. It's called the five yellow star, and it moves around your house. And you have to keep that area super quiet. No building work, no anything like that. All I ever thought you did was put salt there. A lot of salt,
Yeah, that's messy.
but it is messy, especially if you've got six street cats living with you. But you would make that the cluttered area.
Might do that. I mean, but I also want to make it quite neat, so I would sort of contain it within a really heavy chest. I
Wow.
guess something I've learned is to weigh down the area. Weigh it down with a heavy chest with clutter. I mean, I often put gym weights, for example, where the annual five is because they're heavy,
Yeah.
or like a really heavy table there.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not just the annual five, but it's the permanent five, which you every house has two of these, and one is the five which is for about wealth, and the other is the five about relationship and health. And
So
the trick is for, yeah,
where's the
sorry.
one for wealth things? I know our listeners want to know where the two five are.
Well, no, it really depends, sadly, on your personal map of your energy in your house, which is calculated from when the year the house is kind of constructed, more or less. It doesn't have to be exact, and the exact orientation.
So this is why you need Zoe in, guys, because she can find these two fives and she can also find your wealth. But yeah, so if we go to people like I go into people's houses, for me it's a huge Cluedo, is where the rubbish is or where the clutter is, or that we all have the drawer that we throw our car keys in and all that. We all got that. There's no doubt about it. It's usually in the kitchen. But if you go into someone's house, for me, when I go into someone's house and I'm looking around and I find the clutter in the area, is that like an aha moment for you still?
Yeah, that's one of the things. I mean, there are so many. Every house survey is so unique. I mean, another thing is how the compass. So the Chinese compass is like a mariner's compass. It's this beautiful large, just explaining for the listeners, beautiful large dial, multiple dials. And it's a very precious tool for Janine and I and all classical feng shui practitioners. And we look after it. And you can tell a lot by how the needle behaves, meaning like, does it jump around? Does it settle when you're trying to take a measurement? And so that's something like I went into a house a couple of months ago and they had things going on around, I could read from the house that there had been miscarriages in the past. So that was something I picked, I discussed when I arrived. And those feelings had been completely buried away by them, bless them. So the healing process was started by talking and bringing it out. And now we're actually working to do some work on the front garden of the house and make it really beautiful in this exact place, like landscaping, to actually fill in this missing area and give it some love. And that's like the way of healing once we've identified it. The compass in her house was the most still reading I've ever had. So I came in and I knew that there was some good stuff in this house because the compass was very still. But there was this missing northeast and there were some other things. But there was another client I was at in London, lovely lady. And I was, there were things that were needing doing. And we spoke, as you said, for like hours. And I was there for like 6 hours. And it was right. And she had two grown-up children, a son and a daughter. And I was really like unconfident about the measurement I was taking at the back of the house with a compass. It just kept swinging, and I went back at the end, and I was looking at it again, and there's the two things that swung between made me realize there's a second daughter here. And it was in the car, she was sweetly driving me back to the tube station to go home, and I said, you know, did you have another daughter? And she was like, yeah, I did, stillborn. And that opened up the floodgates, and we have been talking a lot. So the compass is one thing.
I think the other thing that you've just said is that when we go into people's houses, sometimes they don't want to tell us everything because they want to make sure that we know what we're doing
Yeah, get
properly.
tested.
Yeah, we're going to trick you or anything. And I think that that's very important. I remember doing someone's Barzi and going into their house, and I could see there was this brother, and I'd gotten, you know, I've been told about this brother, and I had his chart, and I couldn't see how he fitted into the family or anything. And I could, there was no evidence of him. And then the tap turned itself, well, started running. And I was like, this is really weird. So I asked her, can I just ask you about your brother? I said, because, and then the tap started running. And she said, oh, yes, he committed suicide. And I was like, oh, okay. But he didn't actually match the whole family. When you looked at it, when I came into the house, although it came in to feng shui it was to heal that moment. Of that he had committed suicide. Not necessarily, he hadn't committed suicide in the house, but he hadn't left her. So to feng shui was not just about, oh, I've got to bring in wealth for them because they went out on a new career. It was a healing moment, like yours with the miscarriages, that it was from the other side, it had come through. And I'm not talking about ghosts and all this sort of thing, though it sounds like that, but it gave an opportunity to sort help her. Let's say help her in such a way, and I think that's a really important thing that we're given is the insight into people's lives and the ability to help them in a way that they don't really always know.
Exactly, you're so right, because all of us are so used to just bottling away what's really going on for us and those feelings. It's so much easier just to live in denial sometimes and enjoy the kind of happiness of life and the frivolities. And yet, actually, it's when you that those feelings come out and you gently, calmly, and with some help can look at them. That's when, oh my God, you are suddenly full of energy and abundance and you're free.
Yeah, it's amazing. Do you know the other thing that I do? Talking about me, not you. On my way to on my way to feng shui someone's house, I always check out the journey. it's my thing, right? So
Yeah.
if I have an easy journey, then I'm going into an easy feng shui. But I remember going to one woman's house and trying to get there, the sat nav kept sending me down dead ends. And I got to the house and I said, I said, look, I've got to start with what my journey was like. How is your life? I just feel completely blocked. Every time I go, she literally came out the same way. Every time I go down a road, it feels like I can't get out and all this. So for us as feng shui people, I think it's important that we need to tell our clients that we do it from so many different sources
Yeah,
as the cat.
exactly that. You're so right. Like the universe is, I think Richard Ashworth, he often says that the universe is talking to us always. I think he says it in maybe different words, but it's our job to, we have a lot more experience in this. Like it's our job to be alert to the signs, but anyone can do it. Anyone can do
Yeah,
it.
anyone can do it. I think just that our training gives us such an insight. And we've been, I mean, I've been doing it for so many years.
Yeah.
I learned, like, I just learned about double five. I don't know how I didn't know that. I probably did, and I forgot. But we're just going to go over to our sponsors. So don't go away, because I'm going to be asking Zoe for some tips that you can use straight away.
The station that makes you feel good.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The station that makes you feel good.
So let's just go back to Zoe. Zoe, you co-host the podcast Feng Shui, The Real Thing. So what was the inspiration of behind the show? What kinds of conversations do you have there? And I know you have it with Richard. I'd love to come on the show because I have listened. But
You
yeah.
must. You must. We were talking. We would love to start inviting guests. So yeah,
Okay.
definitely. What's the inspiration? I guess. Well, like personal share here, but it links very much to you, Janine, what you were saying earlier, and that your wealth element is water, and I'm guessing that. So for you, setting up a podcast being about communication is very much about water. And I often look at the buzzy charts of like some of the big podcasters that are out
Oh,
there.
I'm not big
And,
enough
yeah. No,
yet.
the top five in the world. That's you. And they tend to be yang water people, and I don't have yang water my chart, but I do have yin, so it's about talking as an expert, and water is my wealth element. So I knew that the best way for me to further and nurture my business would be through talking more, and that naturally doesn't come to me. So like setting up a podcast with Richard and his amazing expertise, and we both quite different. So I've got my kind of working with women who are kind of go-getters, and I think it's a lovely mix actually, that we bring to the table.
Yeah. It's funny because you say about the job, so I brought my book out, Feng Shui, Way to Abundance, and Johan, who is the founder of UK Health Radio, I went on for an interview with him. So I did a bit of checking on him before I went on because I don't like to not know anything. So when the screen opened, I thought I was going to be interviewed by just somebody, and it was him. And I was like, oh! And he went, what? And I goes, it's you. And he goes, yes. And he goes, well, I wouldn't have a presenter on that I hadn't actually interviewed. Oh my God. And this job, well, it's not a job. I literally love it. I just feel like I've
Yeah.
come home doing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, less of me.
Yeah.
We've got a short time left. So can you give our listeners some Feng Shui tips they could use now?
Yeah, sure. In fact, it's really op opportune that you mention the podcast because if I may repeat some of our top tips that we spoke about on our last episode. The podcast, by the way, is called Feng Shui, The Real Thing, because we were kind of wanting to delineate, differentiate it from the non-classical stuff and make it and really bring it back to being rooted in rigor, I guess. But with a heart, you know, lots of heart and intuition, which is exactly what you do as well, Janine. And so I think, and actually what we've been doing every month is like repeating the kind of top things to do for the year. So let me say them here.
Yes, do.
So the northeast of one's face, which you can find by like standing in the center of the house, geographical center. And you like look at where the sun rises, but it's which is the east, but it's to the left of that. That's the area this year that is a bit tricky. It has the annual five that Janine was talking about, that you're talking about. And ideally, it's the area to avoid and not and move from if you can. And I say ideally, but like the house I've just moved into, it's where the bedroom is. So for this year, it is quite tricky. So I'm still actually working out what to do with that. And I've like been I've moved the bed so it suits our orientations better. Me and my partner. So it still suits us, but and like shifted it a little bit out of the northeast area. Using a healing tool called the Tang Lung, which is like the Washington Monument in shape, because it's about power. And so those, but ideally, if the northeast is an area you can avoid, I recommend it. And at least just minimize activation, like keep lights off, move your music speaker away from there, out to a TV, either move that somewhere else as well. So that's one thing. The other thing is not to sit facing. Well, actually also sleep with your head pointing, but to not sit facing when you're sitting at work, whether it's at home or in the office, anywhere, but not to sit facing southeast. And you can check this on like every, if you have an iPhone, and I'm sure Android is the same, there's a compass app. So you can literally get your compass out and see if you're facing southeast.
Why southeast? Because it's where
It's
the one
the
star is.
It's no, it's about because no, it's actually a good place to be in because of the one star. You're right, but to not face it because you are then it's southeast three, but like it's best just to not face all the southeast. It's because you're then confronting the annual energy of the snake. You're confronting the Grand Duke,
Yes, you are.
and it's about not inviting conflict and confrontation into your life, which you know none of us want. So that's the best. That's not a top tip.
And that southeast is where I'm sleeping at the moment, but it's fine. I have animal energy. They all come in and out. They take the bag
Yeah,
away. It's
and
fine.
that's the thing, everything is cyclical, but they're like that, and that's what I really love about this. It's about the rhythms of like nature, and it's constantly changing, and it's our job to manage those energies so that we can ride the peaks and troughs, a bit like surfing, and to make life a lot smoother,
Where
and flow.
would our listeners find abundance this year?
Yeah, the East is a good place generally. I mean, it's hard to, the East gets better, the Southeast gets better. Ultimately, it comes down to what the permanent energy is in your space according to the orientation and the year. But for sure, for everyone, the East is better and the Southeast is better. But having said that, like this current month, we're talking in June. The East
Of
is where
course.
the monthly five is in the East, and so you don't really want to hang out there this month. That's actually on our monthly podcast. That's the point of it,
I
is
see you
to
do it month
explain
to
every
month.
month.
Right. I understand. I didn't know it was monthly. So on yearly, the star for the East this year is the nine star, which the nine purple star, which is one of my favorite. You've got to play with it properly because it's the manifesting star. And if you manifest wrong, which is one of my favorite things to do, you'll get more than you bargained for. But this year, as you well know, the Wealth Star is over in the southwest.
The eight.
The eight is in the west.
Yeah, about
It's in the
slow and
Venetian
steady west.
area.
Sorry, yeah, about slow and steady. I like to see it. It's a light kind of, yeah, it's healthy place to be. I've actually, it's lovely you say that, I've set up my office in my new space in the southwest
Nice.
for that reason. And also it's got some really lovely permanent energy. If I throw lots of water at it, it really like transforms it to becoming a magical room. So like massive glass of vase of water that I've put in a particular precise spot in the room. And I will get a little pump to make it like energize it.
A lot of people are like, oh, I can't put a water feature in. And I'm like, well, you can always have a fish tank with no fish in it.
Yeah.
I've been known to have a bucket of water with just an air pump going,
Yeah.
just to activate the area. Because our listeners, I know I've said it before, but feng shui means wind and water, and the activation to make things happen is water activated
Yes.
in areas. So yeah, I think it's a really important thing. So we're coming to the end here. So can you tell me where people can find you?
Oh, Bessie, thank you. Yes, my Instagram is at Zoe Vita James, and the podcast, which I co-host with the fabulous Master Richard Ashworth, is Feng Shui, The Real Thing, and that's on all podcast providers, Spotify, Apple, etc. And my email is Zoe at zoevitajames.com. A website is coming along soon. But yeah, that's the best place to find me.
I think with websites, you can be forever updating them.
Yeah, exactly.
So I
Yeah.
think just for the listeners, anyone who is a lady who I'm not saying she's specified in women, but it's one she thinks she's good with. If you want to know more about how she can help you, get exactly what you want. The links will be on the UK Health Radio website, Facebook, and underneath this episode. So I just want to say, Zoe, thank you so much for coming on. It's been lovely talking to you, seriously.
It's been such a joy. And now we know, because before this, we had a little preamble about our own star signs, and we know that we've got a lovely connection. So, yeah, it's been such a joy. Thank you so much for inviting me on, Janine.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.